Welcome to Uncover Space. My name is Mike Smelter.
My name is Marka Nijmeijer.
And we have a guest from ESA, and her name is
Anja.
Welcome. So thank you for tuning in for this episode. First, we're going to share some community updates. Then we're going to have a conversation with Anja about the ESSEC Open Day, the NL Space Week. And of course, we end with a fun space fact. So Martijn, tell us what's going on.
Well, thanks, Maaike. Well, there's a lot going on. So our pre-incubation program is in full swing. We have 7 startups working on the validation of the idea. Furthermore, 4 new members have joined our community. Of 2 of them are new startups on the incubation program. We're preparing a lot of events for the upcoming half year. We're going to organize another Space Investors event together with NL Space Campus during the NL Space Week. We are preparing for another edition of Connecting the Curious at Space Tech Expo in Bremen, and we are already planning ahead of a new selection round for ESA Big Noordwijk, where we're going to host several webinars.
Thank you, Martijn. So from our side, some updates is that we have summer school coming on. We already have 15 people on the waiting list, and we're starting with pre-registrations in 2 weeks for next year. Also, of course, you already shared some updates from us, Martijn, about Connecting Curious and the NL Space Week. And NL Space Week, of course, is one of our biggest events of the year, and also a good link to the conversation we're going to have today. This year, it happens from the 4th of October till the 12th of October. And even on the 3rd of October, there's Light Onset. And the theme this year is space. There will be a very large space thing going on in Light Onset. Not really sure what it's going to look like yet, but they're working on it really hard. And of course, during that week, we have multiple events, such as the investor event. You can check out nlspaceweek.eu for the event calendar. You can register to get some updates. But one of the biggest events from this week is the ESSEC Open Day. Now, this is my link to the conversation. Welcome, Anja, again. And thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Anja is working at ESA for about almost 14 years now. She's been involved since the first year of the infamous yearly ESSEC Open Day in October. She organizes events such as Dutch delegations, outreach, event organization for ESSEC, and from 2018, she took over the whole organization for the Open Days. But since this year, she even has her own team for events that happen on site. Your role is Communication Program Officer for Technology, Engineering, and Quality Directorate, which is also the tech in ESSEC.
Correct.
So welcome, Anja.
Thank you.
Can you please elaborate on what actually is the ESSEC Open Day?
Yes, the ESSEC Open Day, what we call it the ESA Open Day at ESSEC, is a day, actually now a weekend, a day, where ESSEC opens its doors. We really want to showcase from all the ESA directors, from science, Earth observation, human space, like technology, and lots more, what cool stuff we do.
And what do you see? Like, you mean open doors to what?
We are showcasing. So all the directorates, science, Earth observation, human space flight, navigation, launches, all the technology and others are showcasing their missions, their projects, and they're showcasing them in a form of hardware, models, and also videos. But more also, we try to make it more interactive. So at one stage, at one open day, we had the ESA, the Earth observation, where you could actually wear a satellite. You were a satellite. So children or grown-ups jumped into a suit and it looked like a satellite and you were floating or, you know, walking and you were seeing what the satellite would see. So we're really trying to translate the very technical, scientific, engineering missions or projects to the general public to understand, to feel and touch and make them aware of space and make them the feel of space. The doors not just open at ESSEC, but also at the Space Expo, the museum, which is actually part of, it's not part of ESSEC, but it's actually on the road to ESTEC. And SpaceX for Opens also explores for free during the Open Day, and it's part of the Open Day. So you just not see only ESTEC, but you see also the part of the museum, the Space Museum.
And that's kind of also like an experience.
Absolutely.
A lot of information about missions, yes, and Earth observation.
Yes.
They have really cool new installations. So it's worth visiting Space Expo.
What is ESTEC?
Well, ESTEC is the European Space Technology Center located here in Noordwijk. And we have around 3,200 experts working here. It's called the Technology Center, the technical heart of ESA, as the test center and all, I think we have about 52 labs here on site.
And if I'm correct, you mentioned it's like an ESA open day.
Yes.
Are there also at other ESA locations open days?
Yes. ESTEC was the first one who started in 2012 with an open day. And at the time, the director said, oh, we are one of the best kept secrets in the Netherlands, because nobody knew what ESTEC was doing there. This is very secret, blind defense.
It still kind of is.
Yeah, it still kind of is. Yeah. And then we said, we need to show more what ESA does and how important space is. And that's why we opened in 2012 for the first time, really big, the doors to ESTEC. And yes, it's not just ESTEC who opens its doors. We have this year actually quite a lot of open days on these establishments. On the 12th of September, ESOC in Darmstadt will open its North Southern Open Day. Then on the 20th of September, Paris HQ, ESA HQ will open its doors, headquarters. On the 26th of September, ESRIN in Italy will open its doors. On the 4th of October, ESAC in Spain will open its doors. And then we will follow with the 11th and the 12th of October. So we're really ESA's trying to harmonize the open days to really showcase space, how important ESA is to all the member states where we have an establishment.
So you could actually do like a road trip.
You could do a road trip, yes. Absolutely, especially in September.
I'm only wishing one for my bingo card. I never visit the one in Spain.
So what's happening in the one in Spain? How is it different from this
one? In Spain, is very focused on science. That's where the science missions are being born and developed.
Can you name an example of a science mission? I mean, space is science. Technology is very linked, right? So
what was the last big science mission? James Webb was a big one, but that's already 21. Euclid was launched last year. Yeah, science. It's really more going beyond Earth observation. It's more closer to Earth observing us. That's what it says. Human space flight is very clear. Is mostly our astronauts, but it was displayed as space exploration.
Yeah.
And technology is where I'm from. My director, where I work for, is we actually support and enable all the technologies these missions have.
So now we're talking about launchers, rockets, halos, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've already explained a little bit why ESTEC wants to open its doors. It's kind of like a secret behind gates. And I'm also wondering, you've been doing it for almost 14 years. It's been going on for almost 14 years. You've been here from the first edition. And I guess it's a success because you keep going and all the other ESA locations are also doing an open day. What kind of successes did you maybe experience out of it? Is like more people coming in, more people knowing about it? You actually experience more people knowing about it?
Well, first of all, I think that the ESA Open Day at ESTEC is a success, as we are welcoming nearly up to 10,000 guests per year. When the registration opens 4 weeks before the event, we are nearly booked out within 2 days. So I think that is kind of shows the success and means also that people are interested in space. I also think that the ESSEC Open Day is a success because we do it every year. It's a continuity. And of course, it spread the word. Also, I think it's a success that we have because we have stakeholders. We do it normally, this year is an exception. We normally do it with in combination with the Weekend from the Data Shop, the Weekend of Science in the Netherlands. We do it with the NR Space Campus, with the NR Space Week. NSO, the Netherlands Space Office, also contributes with the NR Space Tent, where over 40 Dutch space companies showcase their missions, their work, and their collaboration with ESA. And another part, the two other parts of the success I see is people leaving the ESA Open Day and ESTEC with bags full of stickers, patches, and posters, and smiling faces. But for me, also important is to see, and this is also for me a success, is that we have volunteers here at ESTEC who stand there for 2 days with crowds, up to 10,000 people coming in and patiently explaining with passion what they do and why they do it. And this community at ESSEC has grown. The volunteer community has grown. And at the end of the day, we're all exhausted, but we sit there and we talk and we are happy that we were able to show what our passion is and why we do this and how great ESA is, and also ESSEC, of course.
Do you know how many volunteers actually took there?
We have up to 900 in Tokyo.
So that's more than 1/3 of all employees who work at ESDOG who are now volunteer for the ESSEC Open Day.
Yes. 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 And we're talking really on working on models and showcasing, explaining what the missions and the projects do, and also why we're doing it, and really saying how cool space is and how important space is. If you use your mobile phone, if you wouldn't have satellites, you wouldn't be able to do that. If you want to watch Netflix, forget it if you don't have a satellite. So, but not just that, it's also getting the wow effect of the people when they understand that a satellite can measure wind, or I can go on and on. It's really, I think also the success is that these volunteers passionately translate the very compact and difficult missions and work they're working on to people who want to understand it and translate it in a way that they can understand it.
Yeah, I think that also brings the bridge into the NL Space Week. The importance of the NL Space Week has been started 3 years ago. We're going to do fourth edition this year. We've always collaborated with ESSEC Open Day, a really nice collaboration. And also the NL Space Week, we try to open up the doors and demystify space for the general public to showcase from the industry to the market and to the general public the importance of space. But why is it then for ESA important to say, okay, we also find this important for the Netherlands, we connect with the NL Space Week. Like, what do you get out of connecting with the NL Space Week? Because you already get 10,000 visitors every year, over 10,000 visitors every year. Why was it connected as ESTEC with the NL Space Week?
I think we have to see, we want to get away from the image that ESTEC, it stands on its own behind the fence in the dunes here in Noordwijk. We are part of an ecosystem.
Yes.
We are part of a big ecosystem here in the Netherlands, which is growing and which is also important. With the Dutch stakeholders, NL Space Campus, SpaceNet, NSO, we're also trying to reach the Dutch government. As we know, the 23 member states invest in ESA, and then the Geotracker that goes back into the industry. And we need the NL Space Campus organization and all the other stakeholders to convince the Dutch government to invest into ESA and into space, Dutch space. And therefore, the collaboration with the compass is very important. And I think there it is crucial that we work together. And the Enel Space Week gives people a platform, or gives the Dutch stakeholders, Dutch industry, space industry or non-space industry, a platform, an opportunity to present their collaboration with ESA, but also showcasing their contribution to Dutch states. We just want to convince the government to see how important space is in the Netherlands, the industry, but also how important ESA is.
Can we turn a question around? So if I'm correct, the ESA ESTEC Open Day was already being held before the start of the Enel Space Week. How do you see that there are more activities behind the ESA ESTEC Open Day around the space domain being held in the same week?
I think what you also can say is that collaborating, or ESTEC collaborating with the Enel Space Campus and creating together the Enel Space Week, or the campus creating the Enel Space Week, is that it creates more awareness in the whole industry, not just in this area here, but beyond that, and also internationally. And I think collaborating together, or, you know, working together, you create more. And you see people planning to come to the ESTEC Open Day, they also might stay longer in Noordwijk or in the region to come to other events which are organized around the Open Day, either before or after, which is the Enel Space Week. And also from the other side, you see that some of the stakeholders, industry, companies, want to organize events to show also, they get also the opportunity to showcase what they are doing and what they're contributing to the space sector. So I think it's this whole ESTEC, ESA Open Day at ESTEC, you have more opportunities instead of just, well, instead of going to the Open Day, maybe with your family and have a look around and understand well what space is. With the Enel Space Week, you have more depth, you have more details. Also, as I said, going into industry or governmental events, etc. So there's a whole week around it.
So can I say that actually by connecting the ESTEC Open Day and the Enel Space Week, they strengthen each other?
Absolutely.
So there's also the added value. So the industry gets strengthened by having the ESTEC Open Day connect to the Enel Space Week, and the Enel Space Week gets to open up doors more because it's connected to the promotion and the knowledge of the ESTEC Open Day. And of course, it's not only in Noordwijk. I mean, we have events in the Enel Space Week that's happening in Groningen or in Brabant or in Twente. So there, it just strengthens each other.
Yes, it strengthens each other.
What is the nicest thing to do when you're organizing the ESA ESTEC Open Day?
It's connecting with the people at ESTEC, internally, but also with external people who, like the Enel Space Tent, with the industry, etc. It's really the people. We sometimes underestimate how important the people behind all the missions and projects are, but it's connecting with people. And the nice thing to do is really to give them the opportunity and the platform to talk about their work and their passion, because most of them are here very, very passionate. That is what I love most, yes. And actually, at the end of the day, being very exhausted and you have people come out, oh, Anja, this was great. It's so good that we've done it again. This is worth more than anything. That's really why I'm sitting.
Can you tell me a little bit about the day for people with disabilities? How did it start? There is a day for people with disabilities.
Yes.
Which is a completely separate day. This has not been organized for 14 years.
No. We started actually after Corona. We saw in the open days before Corona that the open day also attracts people with a disability. We had people in wheelchairs. So After Corona, we decided to also open the doors for people with a disability. And when we're talking about people with a disability, all kinds of disabilities. So we're not breaking it down to any direction. But if you have a disability, we saw that we had people with autism, ADHD, but also in wheelchairs who had difficulties with the amount of people, up to 10,000 coming on the Sunday's open day, handle the pressure, etc. So we decided to create an open day for people with a disability in a more quieter environment. We only have up to 400 people who can register. So we're talking about one person with a disability and a carer maybe. The route is not as long, but we try to showcase exactly the same what we do at the open day the next day. The open day for people with a disability starts at 10 and finishes at 2, so it's shorter. We give them opportunities to sit down, have breaks every 200, 300 meters. We have for blind people and also deaf people, people can touch more. And we really try. We're not there yet perfectly, but each year we learn more. But we really say space is for everyone. We also showcase the ESA careers on that day, the science, the Earth observation, the tectonic technology. So it's very similar to the open day on the Sunday, but in a quieter environment. And we saw in the last years, it's also very rewarding. We see people coming and smiling and leaving and are really, really appreciating that we take the time to also make sure that they know about space. Because as I said, space is for everyone.
That I can imagine very much that if you get overwhelmed really easily, the ESSEC Open Day is a very intense day. So how do you get a ticket for the Open Day for people with a disability?
Normally the registration opens around mid-August. It's on our website. We have an ESA Open Day website for ESSEC. So you can, Open Day, we announce it on the social media. And you can just register and then you get a ticket. And it's free, as is the open day on the Sunday.
So I can understand why you should come as a newcomer. Why should you come up for the second or third time?
Yes, because we have every year different things to show. Yes, every year we have different people to explain and to showcase what they're doing. And every year we have a different topic. It's never the same. And we're actually ESA celebrating 50 years this year. So the theme of this year is 50 years of ESA celebration, elevating the future of Europe since 1975. I know it's mouthful, but this is, we really want to show where we came from 50 years ago, what the development of ESA in those 50 years, celebrating the present, but also looking to the future, because we have really cool stuff going.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it. Also for this year, going to be
coming.
I'm going to have a stand on that on Facebook.
Ah, okay, cool. Good.
Is there something you want to end with, Anya? So thank you for being here. Is there something you want to end with?
Me?
Yes. It's you. You're our guest.
We are really looking forward to seeing you all on the 11th and the 12th of October. We can't wait to welcome you and show you what ESA is doing.
And as I understand, this is just something that will just keep on going. So next year,
forever.
So next year, there will be another edition. If you cannot get a ticket or whatever, cannot actually get some time off to get here, you can just come here next year or, go to Spain. So really cool places. Now, I want to thank you, Anya, for being here. Thank you for this conversation. I hope we covered a lot. I know we can talk forever about this. We don't have time forever, maybe next year again. but now it's time for the fun space facts.
Are the moon boots coming from the moon?
Was the moon landing actually real?
We all now know. Let's hear for Maaike's fun fact.
Maaike's fun.
During the summer of 2025, astronomers spotted a small, fuzzy object moving towards the sun at about 60 kilometers per second. So at first it looked like just another comet, but when they traced its path, it was actually a little different because it was not looping around the sun like usual comets, but it flies on a hyperbolic path. So it's kind of a flyby instead of a regular comet. And guess what? It apparently is a flyby of a comet from a different solar system. And it's also what we call alien. It is called 3I Atlas, meaning it's the third interstellar object ever observed in our solar system. Interstellar meaning outside of our solar system, so meaning it's truly alien and ejected who knows how long ago from who knows what star. And it's been drifting in interstellar space for millions, possibly billions of years. So for researchers, this is a unique chance to study matter that was born far beyond our sun's reach. And from its faint tail, we can learn how water and dust behave in deep space. From its speed and path, researchers can learn about how violent and unpredictable young solar systems can be. I don't really understand how they can, but they can apparently. And it will pass for a few months this summer. Then it will just vanish again into interstellar space. So 3I Atlas should remain visible to ground-based telescopes through September, after which it will pass too close to the sun to observe, but it's expected to reappear on the other side of the sun by early December. So if you have any access to a ground-based telescope, you actually can in some way see it and find it, but after December, it will just go back into deep space. And I think this is again a reminder that even with our current scientific knowledge, every now and then, something very alien can actually just drift through our solar system from a place we'll never truly know. So it's like a real icy alien flyby.
So we've come to the end of the podcast. Anya, what do you think should be a next topic?
Who is in space?
All right, space careers.
Kind of cool. For women.
For women, even better. Space careers for women.
Awesome.
Let's make it our next topic. Thank
cool,
you.
I will be listening.
Thank you everyone for being here. You will get all the links in the show notes. If you have any questions, any feedback, you want to know something, send an email to podcast@nlspacecampus.eu. And we look forward to our next edition.